The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Back out to Bach. Standage back over to Cremosta. Now they get it down on the left block. Standage is triple teamed. He got tripped. He stepped on a foot. Got rid of the basketball. Skip pass to break up the defense. Gross for three and got it. The lefty pulls the string on his first bucket of the ball game.
Tonight it's doubleheader action in Minden as the Whippets welcome in the Ravenna Blue Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the rebound brought down by Emily Malcolm. That is her fifth. Kissinger in the front court, dribbles up the left side. A 24-foot three-pointer is up and in. 15 for Kissinger. She's hit four threes.
The Minden girls and Ravenna boys continue to roll in 2015. Can they keep their winning streaks alive tonight? It's the Blue Jays and Whippets coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden with Classic Hit Sports Editor Doug Duda. Right after this word from new Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden. It is time for high school basketball as we bring you a area doubleheader between the Minden Whippets and the Ravenna Blue Jays. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. On paper tonight, you've got a couple of teams that have been on a roll. Of course, the Minden girls have been on a roll for quite a few seasons. Coming up just short of an undefeated state championship last year, falling to Pierce in the title game. And those are some teams that they have above them in Lincoln Journal Star or right around them in the Omaha World Herald. For Ravenna, this is a team that's 7-5, but they are struggling against teams that can get up and down the floor and put pressure on them. They're having trouble scoring the basketball. They were upset by Wood River last week. They have won three of their last four games and got a nice win over Ansley Litchfield on Saturday night, but still haven't had that breakout ball game as Coach Noah Malsby tries to change up his lineup and find what rotation is going to work. And against Minden is not a night to be doing any experimenting. They'll be trying to stay as close as they can. In the boys' game, you've got a Ravenna team that seems to have figured it out, even though their two losses are by a combined 6 points to Kearney Catholic in a game they led by 16 and to Gibbon by 3 points, lost them both by three on back-to-back games. Since that time, the Ravenna boys have put a nice winning streak together with six in a row. They're 8-2. For Minden, they're kind of like the Ravenna girls. Their record is not that good at 3-8, but they have been competitive in a variety of games. Now, it didn't go well for them Friday up at Ainsworth, but 3-point loss, 8-point loss, 11-point loss. They just seem to run out of steam and are not able to finish ball games. Ravenna and Minden have always seemed to put on a pretty good battle. We'll look at the starting lineups. Our girls' game is up first tonight. We'll do it right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we will start off for the visiting Lady Jays of Ravenna. Number 3, 5'4" freshman is Brooklyn Fidelke. Number 12, 5'5" freshman is Megan Meagrel. Number 14, 5'4" junior, Hannah Meagrel. Number 23, 5'9" senior, Sydney Kuchera. And number 24, 5'8" junior, Emma Ochtenberg. The head coach of the Lady Jays is Noah Malsby, assisted by Dan Bowling, Dale Zorb, and Anna Ripp. The Lady Jays set at 7-5 on the season. For the Minden Lady Whippets, number 5 is a 5'6" senior, Addie Woodward. Number 11, 5'7" senior, Josie Madsen. Number 24, 6-foot sophomore, Taylor Kissinger. Number 40, 5'9" junior, Emily Malcolm. And number 45, 5'10" junior, Rebecca Stewart. The head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller, Craig Satorius, and Allison Rossentrainer. They are a perfect 12-0 on the season. They are ranked number 2 in Class C1 in the Omaha World Herald and number 4 in the Lincoln Journal Star. The Omaha World Herald also has them ranked 9th in the all-class top 10, with Kearney Catholic 8th and Crofton setting at number 4 for Minden. They had a tester on Friday, coming back to beat Ainsworth 61-59. That's their only true close game of the year. They had a 9-point win in the holiday tournament over Seward, but for the most part, they have had some pretty comfortable victories so far this season. Not quite what they were doing last year, as one of the stories in the Omaha World Herald pointed out last year, but they're still doing just fine. That's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We've also got basketball on the breeze, 94.5 FM tonight, as Kiltner plays Kennesaw, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Granada Northwest on 1230 AM KHAS. All games are also available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're back with more from Minden after this.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of windrowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at our seeds to success for tonight's game, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer seed professional. Where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? It's easy. Pioneer.com on your mobile, Pioneer.com on your smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weeches. Well, as we said, for Ravenna, they have to take care of the ball, and they have to rebound. Minden's going to shoot a lot of shots tonight. Most of them will seem to go in. The ones that don't, even when they're shooting them from way outside, you've got to be able to rebound. Minden tortures teams with second, third, and fourth efforts. It would take a Herculean effort for Ravenna to pull the upset tonight, but there is definitely enough talent. There is definitely enough history for the Ravenna Lady Jays, and we'll see if they can get it done tonight. Those are our seeds to success, brought to us by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer professional. And we'll tip it off, Minden and Ravenna, right after this. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
As always, a big thank you to Athletic Director Phil Hoyt and the fine folks here at Minden for their hospitality. We're ready to put the ball in the air, and the opening tap will be tapped twice, and the visitors from Ravenna will have it. And Hannah Meagrel will handle the point guard. It'll be man-to-man by Minden. Over on the left wing to Brooklyn Fidelke. She'll kick it out top to Ochtenberg, who's guarded by the 6-foot sophomore Taylor Kissinger. Working around the perimeter, it'll be tough to get outside shots. Ravenna does like to shoot the three a little bit as well, but just not a lot of height this year on the Jays team. Sydney Kucher at 5'9", their tallest player. And she'll be guarded in there by Rebecca Stewart, who has a solid junior post herself. Driving in Ochtenberg, left-handed scoop pass, Kissinger sets on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Rebecca Stewart. And an outlet pass into the front court. First shot is up too strong. No good on the attack that time by Emily Malcolm. And Kuchera will get the rebound. Kuchera dropped the ball, trying to bring it up the floor. There was no guard to get it to, so up the floor she came. And it took a bad hop on her. They'll call a double dribble. Our first turnover of the ball game. And so it will belong to Minden. First minute of the contest here on Classic Hits. Kissinger will bring the ball up on the left-hand dribble. Leave it out on the wing for Woodward. They'll actually post Kissinger up. She'll take it with a left-hand drive and score. Trying to guard her is the freshman Megan Meagrel. That will be a very tough task for anybody tonight. And Kissinger, who loves to shoot it outside, going inside, posting it up a little bit. Press is broke by Ravenna. Long outlet pass to Fidelke. Now on a back cut, gets it to Meagrel. Runs into Stewart in the lane. Now she's trapped in there, and her outlet pass is taken away by Woodward. And as she heads up the floor, we've got a reach-in foul called on the Jays. So Ravenna did the right thing. They just, again, didn't have the height of the spacing once they got into the paint. The foul will be called on Meagrel. Hannah with the game's first. Ball will be inbounded at midcourt, and Minden will roll it around to the left side of the key. Woodward back out, Kissinger over the right side, Madsen. She's 25 feet away from the hoop. Skip pass over to Kissinger. A long three-pointer on the way. It hits the rim, goes over the backboard, and out of bounds. So the first three of the game, no good. And the ball belongs to Ravenna. But again, they'll need to handle the back court pressure here. They'll get it into the freshman, Fidelke. Working on Woodward, the senior. Brings it across the timeline and then stops when she's in safe territory and hands it off to Hannah Meagrel. They open the lane. Meagrel tries to drive. Cut off out to Fidelke for three, and it's good. Three-pointer for Fidelke, and Ravenna hits the first long-range bomb of the game, and they take the lead by a score of 3-2. In the front court, handed off to Manson. Running a lot of high pick action here with a left-hand drive, Woodward and Kuchera fouled her, and here is what we've seen from Ravenna. When they commit a foul, it's a foul. It's a no-doubter. The ref has no problem calling it. They have to keep their hands in the air, keep those feet solid. When they're beat, they foul, and that is not going to be a good combination tonight. First foul on Kuchera, and two free throws here for Woodward. First one is good. Ties the ball game at three. And a second free throw will be coming up. On the way, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Ravenna. Taylor Kissinger had touched it, and then Ochtenberg couldn't control it. So a second chance here for Minden. They'll throw it in on the baseline. All the way out of the wing. Step back three. Kissinger lets that rainbow fly. It's no good. Ball headed out of bounds. And again, it's ricocheted off of Ravenna. Meagrel was all ready to grab it. And Minden just got a fingertip on it. Bounced it off of her. Third chance here for the Whippets. They post up Stewart. Right block. Takes one dribble. Double team. Tries to throw it out top. And it ends up in the backcourt. It'll be an over and back. First turnover of the game for Minden. At first, Kissinger kicked out top to be the outlet, and then it looked like Stewart had controlled the ball, so she was going to start cutting down the backside of the key, and the ball went behind her, but Ravenna's going to give him a gift right back and throw it away on the inbounds. Third turnover here for Ravenna. 3-3, 5:45 to go here in the opening quarter. Off a couple of picks just to get the ball into Taylor Kissinger. She'll bring it across the timeline, swing it to the right side. Hannah Meagrel jumps in front and deflects it away. So some good, intense defense here in the early going for Ravenna. Inbounds comes out near midcourt. Kissinger will take it there. Swing it over on the right wing of the side of the key to Matz into the high post. Stewart back cut. Beautiful pass to Kissinger. The cutting layup is good. On the assist from Rebecca Stewart. Up the floor quickly comes Ravenna. Want to beat him back defensively. Stop in a high post. Swing it to Fidelke on the left wing. She's covered there by Woodward. So they'll set it up in the half court with Meagrel. Meagrel off the high pick. Really laying one on Emily Malcolm, but did not finish it. Off to Ochtenberg. Drives the left-hand attempt. Foul going to be called as Kissinger and Stewart sandwiched her in. Foul will be on Stewart. That's the first foul of the game on Minden. At the line, Emma Ochtenberg to shoot two. Looking to tie this one up here early on. And the first free throw for Ochtenberg is on the way, and it's good. Checking into the ball game for Minden will be Allie Rouse, the 5'6 senior. Sat out the first handful of games before the holiday tournament. She's been battling that back injury all the way through volleyball. Second free throw rattles out, no good. Kissinger will get the rebound for Minden. Picked up there by Megan Meagrel, who's doing a really good job on her defensively. Hands it off to Woodward. Swings it over to Rouse on the right wing. Looking inside, nothing there. Dumps it down into the corner to Madsen. Tries to throw it in to Stewart. It's over her head. It goes out of bounds to Ravenna. 5-4. Minden with the one-point lead. 4:55 to go here in the first quarter between the undefeated Whippets and the Ravenna Lady Jays. Trying to stay out of that trap. Meagrel, Minden's really picked it up here. They may need a timeout, and Ravenna will use a timeout. Coach Noah Balsby had the official right in front of him, able to burn the timeout with 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Minden 5, Ravenna 4.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been a leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Stop by Kirshner's Implement in Ravenna and see the great selection of used harvest and hay equipment as well as quality used tractors. All at Kirshner Implement, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Go Blue Jays!
As we come back to action here, Ravenna missed a three. Then Rebecca Stewart hit a driving layup to make it 7-5. And then on the other end, we had a foul to send Megan Meagrel to the line, and she hits one of two. The foul was called on Josie Madsen. So 4:05 to go here in the first quarter. 7-5 Minden. They try to get it into Kissinger, but she wasn't looking. The ball knocked away by Meagrel, and each team with three turnovers here in the early going. Ravenna hanging tough here in the first 4 minutes. Meagrel drives baseline. Nowhere to go for Megan. Out to Fidelke. Still the same starting five in there for Ravenna. Nice bounce pass between the legs into Sydney Kuchera, who puts it over Rouse off the glass and in. Sydney Kuchera ties the ball game at 7. 3:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Kissinger brings it up the floor. Off to Rouse. Playing that man-to-man defense. Really bodying it up. Back cut. They got it to Kissinger. She stepped through, almost walked, handed it off. The short jumper rattles out for Malcolm. No good. Rebound brought down by Ochtenberg, and Ravenna a chance to take the lead. Fidelke pull up three in transition. In and out, rattle around, no good. Kissinger will get the rebound. That would have got the Ravenna fans fired up. Instead, Kissinger's going to go coast to coast around three defenders and lay it up with the right hand and score. 6 points here in the first quarter for Taylor, and it's 9-7 now in favor of Minden. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Picking up the dribble in the backcourt is going to be Sarah Ripp, who's in. And now a reach-in foul. Minden trying to knock it away. We'll see what Mr. Heinrich says. He says it's on number 20, Allie Rouse. Her first and the third team foul on Minden. And now more substitutions for Ravenna. Rebecca Noziska is among those changing in. Rip takes the inbounds pass to the right elbow. Back out to Migrel. Kuchera is still out there, as is Ochtenberg. So going with about a 6-7 player rotation. Rip drives the right baseline. Malcolm cuts her off, kicks it back out top. Ochtenberg over to Migrel. Inside Kuchera, double team. She'll force it up. The defense is strong, and coming out of there with it is going to be Taylor Kissinger. Fast break the other way, and they'll wipe off a layup because a travel is on Addie Woodward. One of those where she went off the wrong foot and took that extra step. Woodward out and Madsen back in. Coach Cremosa says he'll probably play about 7 players, at least while the game's tight. That's his rotation. And Ravenna will bring it across the timeline. Ochtenberg gets by Kissinger to the corner and back out to the wing. Up top, Rip. Open three. Sarah fires, and it's off the heel. No good. 1-4 from the outside. Then the ball goes out of bounds off of Minden. And I don't know if Minden's a little shell-shocked here, but they haven't really been chasing down the loose ball a lot. Ravenna's out-hustling them right now. But Minden, with the extra talent, has the lead. Inbounds pass lobbed up top to Sydney Kuchera. She's not a three-point threat, but they cover her like she is. Get it out of her hands to Migrel. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, 9-7. Minden driving in Ochtenberg, and a reach-in foul going to be called. Minden getting a little sloppy right here, and that's not what Coach Cremosa wants to see. Story is, when they come back off that road trip this weekend out to Ainsworth and Valentine, wants to see him play stronger, but so far they're getting all they can handle right now. Some fouls and turnovers early on. Rip fakes the three. Nowhere to go. One dribble. Back up top, Ochtenberg fakes the jumper to the free throw line. Minden now picking up their defensive intensity a little bit. Lob it into the corner to Noziska, and she walked. Fourth turnover on the Jays. Turnovers are even at 4 apiece. 9-7 Minden with 1:45 to go here in the first quarter. And Megan Migrel will re-enter the lineup here. She's been the gal as a freshman to cover the taller sophomore, Taylor Kissinger, averaging about 25 a game. And Kissinger lost the ball. Migrel's got it on the floor. Can she get out of there with it? Needs some help, and Kissinger finally comes in and ties her up. Arrow will point the way of Minden. She had to go to the ground, and none of her teammates came to really help her out. She couldn't find anybody to just roll it to. Good hustle, though. And Minden will have it on their own baseline. They'll throw it into the high post. Now a little 10-footer by Stewart. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kuchera. Kuchera with her second. Hands it off on the left wing to Migrel. Pushes it into the front court. And it'll be Megan firing it to Hannah. Over to Rip in the right corner. A couple of players end up on the ground. Rip needs somebody to get the ball to, or it's going to be a 5-second count. Just got rid of it to Hannah Migrel. Finds room. Attacks right side. Lays it up. And they spread the floor and score again. Hannah Migrel with her first bucket, 9-9, with a minute to go here in the first. Taylor Kissinger hasn't taken a shot in a while. So a three-pointer will be put up instead by Josie Madsen, and she'll hit it. First three of the game for Minden, and it's 12-9. Usually Kissinger would have had about 4 or 5 of them up in the air by now. 40 seconds to go in the quarter, and dribbling right into the trap, and Ravenna loses it away. Allie Rouse to the trailer. Madsen, she'll put it up, contested, no good. Rebound brought down by Rebecca Noziska, and she is fouled. Emily Malcolm's dusted up most of this gym floor here the last 30 seconds. She picks up her second foul there. And back into the contest will be Addie Woodward. 31 seconds remaining in the quarter. Brooklyn Fidelke will come in and give Noziska a break. 3-point lead for Minden. Ravenna trying to cut it to 1 or maybe even throw in a 3 of their own here. But they'll throw it away instead. Taylor Kissinger anticipates, steals, left-hand layup, good. 8 of the 14 points here in the first quarter belong to Taylor. And just like that, the lead now out to 5 for Minden. Trapped to the backcourt. Migrel gets it up to Fidelke to the baseline. Migrel, that's Hannah, into the front court. Megan, she had Sydney Kuchera underneath, but threw it off the defender's leg. And with 8 seconds to go in the quarter, Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Fidelke, as they box the lane, into Kuchera. Back into the corner. Fidelke, three-pointer is up. No good. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. Your score, Minden 14 and Ravenna 9. You're listening to high school girls basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Second quarter underway here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium. Minden will be on defense. Ravenna almost turned it over to him, but instead they'll rotate the ball back out top. Lob pass over the zone. Fidelke, catch and shoot. Three-pointer, all net. But maybe just had her toe on the line, the ref's going to say. So Fidelke, a two-point bucket. She now has five, and it's 14-11. Minden here in the first 30 seconds, and a turnover for the Whippets. That'll be their fifth. Six on Ravenna. Rebound, six Minden, four Ravenna. Three-point shooting, Minden 1 of 3. And Ravenna, 1 of 5. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 for the Whippets, 2 of 4 for the Jays as they break the press with a long outlet pass to Kuchera. Used her dribble up, throws it back out towards midcourt to Fidelke. Fidelke off the screen, stops on the right side of the key, looks for a cutter. Nothing there, so they keep it out around, trying to space things out here. Very deliberate. Free throw line, Migrel. Hannah puts it up from 11. No good. Might have been a deflection out there. Rebound grab by Josie Manson. Outlet pass over the head of the wide-open Addie Woodward. And you can tell Minden's out of sorts right now. They know what they want to do. That's not there for them every single time. And just like that time when it was, they got a little anxious and overthrew. Inbounds pass comes to midcourt to Migrel. Megan into the front court, all the way to the baseline. Pulls up. Contested 10-footer is no good. Rebound brought down by Rebecca Stewart, but I do like the Ravenna philosophy. If there's a shot, they're taking it. They're not going to wait around to get D'd up on or turn it over. Again, Minden with the ball against the man-to-man. Try to get it to Stewart. The ball is tipped away. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Minden, but Brooklyn Fidelke with the good defense to force the arrow change. In for Ravenna, Madison Schmidt. And in for Minden will be Janessa Mattson. She's the freshman. Josie's the senior. And Minden will throw it into the backcourt to Taylor Kissinger. Guarded by Ochtenberg now. Off the screen, they'll pick and roll it down to Stewart. Steps through, rotate it to the right corner. Malcolm tries the baseline, got too deep, puts the shot up, no good. And then Ravenna had three players there and couldn't grab it. So the ball again goes back to Minden. 14-11, Minden, 6:26 to go here in the second quarter. And it'll be Mattson to throw it in. Janessa out on the right wing to Woodard. Down to the corner. They'll go again to Mattson, trying to get Stewart on the block right side. Fakes left, goes right, put it up too strong. Offensive rebound, Malcolm back up and in. Emily Malcolm hangs in there, gets her first board, gets her first bucket. And Minden back up by 5, 16-11. And at midcourt, a double-team trap foul. It's going to go on Addie Woodward. That's her first, the sixth foul called on Minden. Two have been whistled against Ravenna. And it would seem like Ravenna is doing about as well as they can, and Minden is still up by 5 here. Off the right side, Fidelke dribbles into the corner. Stopped there against this Minden zone. Throws over the top. There's an open jumper from 9. No good for Madison Schmidt. And the rebound brought down by Malcolm. Emily finds Kissinger. Taylor will cross it over, bring it down the center of the floor. Hand it off to Mattson again in the post to Stewart. Kicks it out and through the hands of Woodward out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for Minden. Rouse is going to re-enter the game here. And Woodward going to check out. 16-11 your score. Tuesday night hoops here on Classic Hits. Ochtenberg to Migrel. out there along with Schmidt, Kuchera, and Fidelke. 5.5 to go here, second quarter, a 16-11 Minden lead. Here is a three-pointer from the right corner, just a little strong for Madison Schmidt. Rebound brought down by Kissinger. Up the floor, outlet pass Stewart. Leaner no good. Rebound brought down by Fidelke. She'll hustle it into the front court, doesn't have numbers, and leaves it off for Ochtenberg. And they'll set it up at the top of the circle with Meagrel. Hannah holds the ball, guarded there by Rouse. To the high post, Fidelke. Fadeaway jumper's going to come up short. She kind of got bumped off balance there, and Kissinger will get her fifth rebound. Taylor, crossover, dribbles it off a foot. Ball's on the floor. Ravenna dives on it. We're going to get a jump ball. It's Ravenna basketball. 4:54 to go here in quarter number two. 16-11. Just 2 points for Ravenna and 2 points for Minden here in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter or second quarter. Don't forget at half, it is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, a boys preview, and updates on what else is going to be going on. Sarah Ripp comes in here for Ravenna. She brings it across center court and hands it off to Meagrel, playing catch with her on the left side of the key. Again, trying to spread the floor here against the 2-1-2 zone of Minden. Left elbow, Kuchera, trying to knock it out of her hands. Couldn't quite do it. Back up top, Ripp dribbles to the right side, hands it to Megan Meagrel. Her three-pointer is over everything, and Stewart will grab the rebound. Ravenna's had some looks. Just can't knock it down, and now the ball gets loose. The official can't get out of the way of the hot potato, and out of bounds it goes, or will we get a touch? Oh, wow. Nobody had possession of the ball, and the referee awarded a timeout, maybe because he couldn't get out of the way. So timeout will be called here by Minden with 4:22 to go in the first half. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, 16-11, Minden.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
And out of the Minden timeout, Whippet basketball. They'll inbound it to Stewart, who gets it down in the left-hand corner to Rouse. Not much of a shooter. Allie moves the ball around, plays defense. She's on the weak side here off a couple of picks. Stewart way out at the top of the circle. Kuchera right in her hip pocket. She realized what happened, and she comes back down to the baseline and nearly stole it away. She stepped out of bounds. Kuchera can't guard Stewart 23 feet away from the hoop because that's what they wanted her to do. And I'm sure that they'll have that discussion on the bench here as Madison Schmidt will come out. And it'll be Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Rouse looking, outlet. Addie Woodward up top. The original starters outside of Rouse are on the floor right now, giving Josie Manson a breather. High post, Stewart covered. Look for the cutter, Kissinger. She's covered. And it is interesting. Minden has gotten away from shooting a ton of threes here tonight. Ball got loose. That changed things up. Woodard drives, no good. Offensive rebound back up and in for Rebecca Stewart. So once the ball got loose, that got Ravenna out of their defensive set. And Minden knows how to attack one-on-one, 18-11, their biggest lead. And then driving in, we got a blocking foul called on the Whippets as Sarah Ripp hits the floor. It's going to be on Allie Rouse, her second, and it puts Ravenna into the bonus. Here was Sarah Ripp. She has yet to score, and will have a chance to get the third point of the quarter here for Ravenna. And she can't do it. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Emily Malcolm, who immediately finds Taylor Kissinger. Minden dominating on the boards. That was one of our keys to success in the pregame, was that Ravenna needed to hang in there in the rebounding, and they are not. They're getting one and done and two chances at the other end. Stewart backs in as she attacks the hoop. The ball is ripped out of her hands by Ochtenberg, but I think someone else. Oh, no, they call Ochtenberg on the foul. Boy, oh, boy, they missed one there. Ochtenberg going, whoa, huh? You don't usually see the gals say a whole lot, but she gets dinged for the foul, and they're going to give her a shot. Wow. So Rebecca Stewart will get two free throws here, and she hits the first one. That was the first foul on Ochterberg. It is only the third team foul, but it's 2 points here for Minden because Stewart hits them both. And they lead it 20-11, and right away on the inbounds, a reach-in foul on Minden. And it is the second on Woodward, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. Thursday, we've got Fort Kearney Conference action for you here on Classic Hits as Axtell takes on Elm Creek, plus Minden will play Hastings St. Cecilia, and that'll be on 1230 AM KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brooklyn Fidelke hits the front end of the 1-1. And finally, gets a little something going here, snapping that 6-0 run by Minden. Second free throw, too strong, Fidelke, and the rebound grab by Josie Madsen, who has just checked back in between the free throws. 3 minutes to go, first half, and Minden leads it 20-12. Up ahead to Allie Rouse, knocked out of her hands, but right into the hands of Stewart in the left-hand corner. Up top, Malcolm swings it weak side to Kissinger. All the way against the sideline, decides to drive up top. Rotated around, and we have got a whistle away from the ball, it looks like, on Sydney Kuchera trying to battle Rebecca Stewart. And that's the second on Kuchera. And checking in will be Megan Larson here. They're going to take Kuchera out, and this won't take a whole lot of coaching from Minden. They're going to want to get it to Stewart now. Inbounds pass, underthrown to Kissinger, and it goes out of bounds. Great try by Megan Megrel. Couldn't quite put her claws into that one. So now they'll take it out on the side. Madsen out to midcourt to Kissinger. They'll clear a little room for her. Swing it on the left wing to Madsen. Up top they'll go. Emily Malcolm on the left wing. Three-point attempt, Allie Rouse. She'll fire it. It's too strong, no good. And if I'm right, that's the first three that they have attempted in the quarter. And now, diving on the loose ball, a travel called on Minden. Again, good hustle by Megan Larson, but on the ground, couldn't control it cleanly. So Minden, another opportunity underneath their own hoop. Throw it out to the right side of the key. Larson into the corner. Back out top. Rouse wide open three, top of the key, and Allie will hit it. First bucket of the ball game for Allie Rouse, and the lead is now 11, 23-12. Up the floor with it is Brooklyn Fidelke. Hits the trailer in Megrel. Hannah will hold it. Start with a right-hand dribble, down the paint, scoop shot. Might have been blocked from behind there by Josie Madsen. And here comes Minden off to the races, out ahead to Stewart. She'll go in for the layup, score, and a foul to go along with it. And just like that, Minden's going to be able to put a little separation between themselves and Ravenna because the Jays just aren't scoring. They're playing great defense. They're just not scoring. The foul will be called on Megan Megrel, her first, then a chance for Stewart to complete the three-point play. She does. Stewart was 7 of the quarter, 9 of the game, and it's now 26-12, a 12-1 run here by Minden. Ravenna brings it into the front court, kicks it to the trailer. Ochtenberg down to the post, runs out of real estate. Now the ball is loose as she tries to throw it out top, and it'll be grabbed by the Jays. Hannah Megrel to the left elbow. Bounce pass right side, Ochtenberg trying to find some seam. Back out top for a three-pointer by Fidelke. It's no good. Offensive rebound grabbed by Ochtenberg. Gives it to Megrel, drives the right baseline. Nothing there to Fidelke. 14-footer, won't go. Ball deflected out, and it ends up in the hands of Megan Megrel. They've got more rebounds in this series than they had the whole quarter. Megan Larson kept it alive. Now in the paint, couple of nice passes, and there's a layup. Megrel rolled off the rim, no good. Stewart got it. Great ball movement, but couldn't finish again for Ravenna. 26-12, Minden, Kissinger. All the way down, scoop shot on the left baseline is up and in. Her first bucket of the quarter, but 10 of the game. 28-12 now, Minden, with 1 minute to go and a half. Ochtenberg, free throw line. She's open, but she didn't shoot the ball. Now she throws up a left-hander and banked it in. She was on the wrong foot, but it went in, and that'll be her third point. 28-14. In the front court, Kissinger all the way again. Lays it up. Draws the foul, scores it, and Kissinger a chance now for 5 in a row. Fidelke with her first foul. Rip is in for Ravenna, and checking back in for Minden will be Janessa Madsen. 30-14 in favor of Minden, but Minden has done a lot of scoring here in the last 2 minutes. Free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Ochtenberg. Evan gets it to Rip, pushes it across the timeline. Ravenna looks like they're ready for halftime. They're a little slow into the corner for Dalkey. Bounce pass to the elbow, working around. 30 seconds to go. Backside Ochtenberg brings it in. Taylor Kissinger comes over and blocks it out of bounds. And it is going to go off of Ravenna. Stewart will check back in for what could be the final possession of the half here for the Whippets. Up 30-14, 24 seconds to go in the half. Ravenna has elected to put some full court pressure on here. They do get it into Kissinger. Guarded by Hannah Meagrel. Trying to use that left hand to keep her off. And Meagrel hits the floor, and she might have twisted an ankle. She is still down. So it's 5-on-4 for Minden. They get it down to Stewart, into the corner, open three, Kissinger. It's on the way. It is no good. Fight for the loose basketball. Goes off a foot right underneath the hoop to Madsen, who lays it up and in. So Madsen will put it up and in off of a little lucky bounce there. And coming over to the sideline will be Hannah Meagrel, who twisted her ankle or banged her knee. There's a half second left, so we are virtually here at halftime. All Ravenna can do is throw the ball in. But Minden's defense stepped up while their offense was struggling, and then over the last 2 minutes, their offense picked it up, and they're now up by 18. The 12-0 Whippets leading the 7-5 Jays at the half. It's Minden 32 and Ravenna 14. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
And welcome back to high school basketball here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden, where it is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And here at halftime, your score, 32-14, Minden leading the girls' game right now over Ravenna. The boys' game will be coming up next, and we'll have that for you at approximately 8 o'clock tonight. Ravenna has really hit their stride here with a huge win over Wood River on Friday night. We saw them against Donovan Trumbull on Thursday play a solid game. Their defense is good, but boy, Brady Standage is something else. He had 24 Thursday. He had 31 on Friday, and he is one of the best basketball players in the area. And Minden's got to find a way to keep him in check tonight. Ravenna's not the same team they've been over the last decade. They can't put 9, 10, 11 guys in a rotation and press you to death and run you down and wear you down. They play 6 and only 6. And for them, they still try to run you to death a little bit, but they just don't have the depth on the bench. For Minden, they'll be able to bring a little more depth, but they've had troubles this year getting good scoring runs going. And so could be a low-scoring game tonight, especially if Minden wants to have a chance to win this ball game, and that'll be coming up next. Again, also on our network of radio stations tonight, we have Giltner-Kennesaw doubleheader currently airing on the Breeze 94.5. And on 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings-St. Cecilia's hosting Grand Island Northwest. Again, all radio games are on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Now, St. Cecilia will be playing Minden back here on Thursday, and those games are online and on 1230 AM KHAS. Our Thursday game will be from Elm Creek. The Buffaloes take on Axtell. The Buffalo boys getting healthy, playing a couple of very close games here. Gave Wilcox-Hildreth all they wanted on Saturday, and Axtell having themselves a pretty good season on the boys' side. The girls started strong, now trying to find their rhythm again after taking some lumps over the holiday season. So that's coming up on Thursday. Friday, we will have Donovan Trumbull taking on Gibbon. And those games in Donovan will be here on Classic Hits. Amherst will be at Pleasanton on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. And on Saturday, we have got afternoon basketball here on Classic Hits. It'll be Kearney Catholic at Hastings St. Cecilia. The doubleheader begins at 2:30. And then we will also be bringing you Kearney High at Grand Island on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And that doubleheader will get underway at 5:15 on Saturday. So a lot of hoops going on this week. Then we get back into a little bit of wrestling next week, including, don't forget, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament just a couple of Saturdays away. 32-14, Minden girls leading Ravenna at the half. We'll have the stats in a moment.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Ravenna Lady Jays. Brooklyn Fidelke leads the way with 6 points. She has the team's only three-pointer. She has one rebound. Rebecca Noziska has one rebound as well. 1 point, one rebound for Megan Meagrel. Hannah Meagrel has 2 points. Sydney Kuchera, 2 points, two rebounds. Emma Ochtenberg, 3 points, three rebounds. Four rebounds in each quarter, free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. Three-point shooting, they made their first one but haven't been able to find one since. 1 of 5 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first. I have 0 in the second for Ravenna. Foul situation, Kuchera has 2, nobody else with more than 1. 9 points in the first, 5 in the second at the half. Ravenna has 14 points, 8 rebounds. 3 out of 7 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from three-point land. 6 turnovers for the Lady Jays. We'll look at Minden's numbers right after this.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for the Minden Lady Whippets. Addie Woodward, 1 point. Josie Madsen, 5 points and 2 rebounds. She also had a block shot. Allie Rouse has hit a 3-point bucket. She also has a rebound. Taylor Kissinger leads the way. 12 points and they're all 2-point buckets. 5 rebounds and a block shot. Emily Malcolm, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Rebecca Stewart, 9 points and a game-high 6 rebounds. 6 boards in the first quarter, 11 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, Minden way below their season average on attempts. They're 1 of 3 in each quarter. Turnovers, 4 in each quarter. Foul situation, Woodward, Rouse, and Emily Malcolm all have 2. Minden had 14 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second at the half, 32 points, 17 rebounds. 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 6 from three-point land, 2 blocked shots, and 8 turnovers. At the half, undefeated in second-ranked Minden, leading 7-5 Ravenna by a score of 32-14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium at Minden, ready for the second half of basketball action. Again, a big thanks to Phil Hoyt and the crew here at Minden for their hospitality. We're ready to bring you the second half with Minden on top, 32-14. But even with the score the way it is, a valiant effort, especially defensively from Ravenna here tonight. I know that Coach Noah Malsby is going to tell his girls, if they put this effort forth every single night, they are going to win a lot of basketball games down the stretch. Minden will get the ball here to start the third quarter of play. After tonight for Ravenna, they will be hosting Shelton, Sutton, Arcadia Loop City. That's coming up 3 straight home games. For Minden, as we said, they've got Hastings St. Cecilia coming in, and then at McCook Saturday. And a three-pointer to start the second half. Taylor Kissinger finally fires one up and nails it. She's got 15, and it's 35-14. Here's Sarah Ripp. She'll start the second half, drive to the left block to Ochtenberg. She'll drive, and a hand check foul on the way up. Second on Rebecca Stewart. And 2 free throws coming up here for Ochtenberg. She's 1 of 2 at the line, has 3 points. And the free throw is off the heel, off the front, no good. Second free throw coming up for Ochtenberg. Only one senior again on this Ravenna team, that's Kuchera, so they've got a lot coming back as the second free throw bounces around, and this one decides to go. 4 points for Ochtenberg, and they are able to score on their opening possession. 35-15 Minden. Up top, Malcolm to Woodward to the left elbow. Gives it on the block. Oh, nice play, Stewart, to the trailer. Kissinger floats it over the rim and in. Taylor Kissinger, after a couple of adjustments, hits the first 2 buckets of the second half here for Minden. Ravenna breaks the press. Kuchera one-on-one, takes it right at Stewart, puts it up too strong, though. Stewart held her ground, and Rebecca will grab her 7th rebound. Ravenna gets back defensively. It'll be interesting to see how much gas is left in the tank towards the end of this quarter because both teams have really been getting up and down the floor, especially Ravenna. Minden to the corner. Kissinger drives baseline, runs out of room, flips it into the middle of the paint. Nothing there for Malcolm, or excuse me, for Madsen. Over to Stewart. Shot no good. Defensive rebound grab by Megan Meagrel, her 2nd. She's being pestered in the backcourt, and it's double dribble called. 7th turnover for Ravenna. According to my book, the 1st since the first quarter. They actually have less turnovers than Minden. Minden was not on all cylinders for about the first 12 minutes of the game. Those last 4 minutes, though, they were clicking pretty good. They looked good here early on in the third quarter. There's a 3-pointer by Madsen. No good. Sarah Ripp will box out the shooter, get the rebound, push the ball up the floor. Stops, though, once she gets across the timeline, even though she had the numbers, waited for the rest of her team. And now we've got a foul away from the basketball. Armbar on Addie Woodward, her 3rd. And checking in for her will be Allie Rouse with 6:19 to go here in quarter number three. Again, foul situations most of the time not going to be a big problem for Minden. They've got the comfortable lead. As Kuchera will take the inbound out on the right wing. Up top, Ochtenberg. They clear the lane. She'll drive, and Kissinger will block the ball out of bounds. Taylor with her second block shot. And Ravenna will take it out on the baseline. Looking to throw it in, Fidelke. Looking, backdoor cut. It got behind Rip and out of bounds. So there's a little bump, a little grind, a little rubbing off that inbounds pass, and it ends up going out of bounds. So back over to the Minden Whippets. Into Kissinger. Makes a one-hand grab of it. Now up the floor she comes. Guarded by Ochtenberg. Stutter dribble. Going to bring it all the way down the lane. Lost the handle. There was nobody to pass it to, but it deflects into the hands of Madsen, who gives it to Stewart. And Stewart starts to dribble drive, and she'll be fouled. And that is on Kuchera, and that'll be her third. First foul of the half, so Kuchera has three. That definitely will mess things up for Ravenna, but they leave her in there for the time being. Minden ball to Stewart on the baseline. She'll be on the right block, try to throw it through the paint. The ball is deflected and taken away by Ochtenberg. Here comes Eva up the right side. Numbers aren't there. Backs it up on Madsen. Hands it to Meagrel. Hannah, I think she's still hobbled a little bit from that injury at the very end of the first quarter, which would have to be an ankle. If she banged her knee over halftime, that would have probably healed up, taking the sting away. As Kissinger will pick the pocket, she's headed to the other way. Double-teamed, drives, and scores. Taylor still doing a great job of attacking, and she's got all 7 points here in the quarter for Minden to give her 19, and Anna Meagrel fell at the other end trying to play defense. She's going to come back out. I don't know if they retaped something or what during halftime, but she might be done as they'll bring her back over and look at it on the sideline. 39-15. Minden now in cruise control here after a very first close 12 minutes of the game. Continue to do what they do, put on a little zone trap in the backcourt. Ochtenberg will bring it across the timeline, then stop, and she's trapped. Coming over to get the ball is Rip. Rip off a couple of screens, goes to the left wing, puts up the runner, no good. Rouse will battle and grab the rebound here for Minden. Kissinger will bring it up. Last player across the timeline. Stutter dribble here, brings it into the paint, fires underneath. Malcolm's there, missed the short jumper that time, and the board brought down by Megan Meagrel, her third. Up ahead to Fidelke, 4:45 to go in the quarter. Nice bounce pass underneath. Kuchera somehow made a great one-hand grab to save it, and then after Minden realized that, holy cow, she grabbed the ball, they collapsed on her and committed the foul. It'll be on Rebecca Stewart. She now has three. Woodward has three. Kuchera has three for Ravenna. And Sydney's at the line to shoot two, and the first one's on the way and short. Kuchera just has not had the range offensively this year as she has the last couple. Only one bucket again tonight. And only 1 point in the first 3:15 of the quarter for Ravenna. Kuchera's second free throw, that got there. And it is good. 39-16 Minden, 4:45 to go here in quarter number three on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Ravenna, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kissinger, as they spread it out, fires it underneath for a layup, Josie Manson. So Kissinger showing she can do a little bit of everything. They posted her up early, then she hit a couple of buckets to start the quarter, and then does a good job there on the assist. Ravenna gets themselves in a tight spot, straddling the mid-court line, and finally, Nosiska, who just checked in, will take the ball. Malcolm on her, pushes off, and a timeout will be called by Ravenna. So timeout on the floor, a full-length timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 4:13 to go in the third. Ravenna 40, or Minden 41, Ravenna 16.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
High school hoops on this Tuesday night. Glad to have you along with us. Good crowd on hand for tonight's Ravenna-Minden contest. And out of the Ravenna timeout, we're back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth, and Ravenna to throw it in. And they'll throw it to the left elbow off the sideline past Ozisco, but they don't do anything with it. Back up top to Ochtenberg against the zone. Trapping Ochtenberg over to Fidelke, into the corner. Rip can't get the three, starts to drive and leaves it off to Ochtenberg. Back to Sarah, got a quick three on the way. Nearly banked it in. It's no good. And the rebound is grabbed by the Jays. Ochtenberg runs it down to the backside. So Ravenna will get another opportunity. Faking the three, Rip starts to drive again. Cut off. Goes to the baseline. Fidelke's open. She'll fly to 12-footer in there. No good. And another board for Emily Malcolm, her fourth. 3:36 remaining here in the third quarter. 41-16 Minden. A 9-2 run here so far in the third. Madsen, Janessa has checked in. She's got an open three. She'll fire, but it's no good. Rebound comes out to Fidelke. Outlet pass front court. Madison Schmidt for Ravenna. Back to the trailer. Fidelke gets by the defender. Free throw line jumper is too strong. Kissinger will grab her sixth rebound for Minden. A lot of running, not a lot of scoring. Up to Madsen, Janessa. Fouled. Ochtenberg blocked it, but she put her hand on her hip to get around there. And for Emma, that'll be her second. Second foul of the half here on the Jays. At the line to shoot two will be Janessa Madsen. Hasn't scored yet in the ball game. Her first free throw attempt is on the way and good. Back in for Ravenna is Megan Meagrel, 42-16 Minden. Looking to stay perfect on the year. 13-0 after tonight. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound grab by Noziska. Back over to Ochtenberg. Eva trying to stay out of the trap. Three-quarter court here. Minden's got him in trouble, but there's a nice cut to Rip. Wide open at the other end with Schmidt, but they don't make the pass. Rip looked right at her and then has it knocked away from behind. Turnover number four of the half for Ravenna. Rouse gets into the front court. Didn't have control, so stops and gives it to Madsen. Janessa, one dribble. Trying to get it to Malcolm, who's well covered. Instead, Kissinger comes through to bail him out. Gets the shot away on the cut. Little contact. They'll let it go. Rebound. Ravenna has it and then throws it away. They'll say it's touched by Minden. Officials weren't sure. Even smiling as the reaction from the crowd comes that way. But that's one of those. The score is 42-16. I'm going to give it to the 16. Brooke Cremosta checks in now. 5'5 sophomore for Ravenna. And the inbounds pass comes to Brooke. She'll get it to Schmidt. Madison brings it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Stops and goes back to Cremosta at the three-point arc. One dribble and out to the trailer. Who is Ochtenberg? Skip pass left wing, Schmidt. She'll take the three. It's in. Three-point bucket for Madison Schmidt. The first field goal of the second half for Ravenna. And her first bucket of the night. 42-19 Minden. As we approach the two-minute mark remaining here in the third quarter of play. Left-hand dribble up top with it is going to be Woodward. Now they fire it backside. There's Malcolm. She's fouled, and she's still got it to go. Spread the floor, finding the seams, and Emily Malcolm with her second bucket of the ball game. Headed to the line, looking for her first free throw of the night. Fewest points Minden has scored in a single game this year was 53 in the game at Aurora. They should get there tonight, but it just shows you it's not a good offensive night for them, and they're still going to be over 50 maybe here by the end of the third quarter. Free throw on the way, and it rattles out no good. Cindy Cuchera will grab her third rebound. Up the floor come the Ravenna Blue Jays. Schmidt again, long three in the right corner. That comes up just short, and the rebound falls into the hands of Taylor Kissinger. Looked for the long out last, but it wasn't there. So she'll dribble it in to Rouse on the left side of the key, into the corner to Madsen. Janessa down on the block to Woodward. Lost the handle, got it back out front to Madsen. Off the pick, they'll go to Kissinger. They're really bouncing around. Poor Meagrel. Megan trying to work off those picks has done a really good job tonight for just a freshman on Kissinger, the Division I product. And Minden's going to call a timeout. They didn't really have anything going there, so Coach Rick Cremosa says let's use one with 1:20 to go in the third quarter of play. It is 44-19. Minden leads Ravenna. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fun. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Back here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium, 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Minden basketball out of the timeout. Trying to set up a corner three. Kissinger fakes it, drives, dishes it between defenders. Malcolm's shot's no good, but Rebecca Stewart has the offensive board and putback. 11 points, 8 rebounds now for the junior post. 46-19, Minden. Last minute of the third, Ravenna into the corner, rip into the double team. Goes out top. Here's an 18-footer on the way. No good by Ochtenberg. It's going to go out of bounds and belong to Minden. Again, Minden will be tested again here on Thursday night at home against Hastings St. Cecilia. They still have Holdridge, and in that Southwest Conference tournament, they may have to meet up once again with an Ainsworth team. We'll see how it plays out. They seem to be the other solid team right now in the conference. Rouse over to Woodward into the corner with 30 seconds to go. Malcolm, great bounce pass underneath to Kissinger, who is fouled as she went for the layup. So Taylor will have to earn it at the line. Ochtenberg picks up her third personal foul. And for Taylor, she's 0 of 1. 7 in the quarter, 19 in the game. Free throw, no good. Other basketball tonight, Kearney Catholic hosting Lexington. Kearney High Girls hosting Fremont without Jess Shepherd, of course, as the free throw is up and in by Kissinger. 47-19 Minden, 29 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And it'll be Ravenna basketball. Looking. Now finally a long outlet pass. But first Ravenna decided to use a timeout, one of those where just as you call a timeout, they get the ball in. So with 29 seconds remaining, Minden will have two timeouts remaining. They trail 47-19. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been a leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implemented Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Stop by Kirshner's Implement in Ravenna and see the great selection of used harvest and hay equipment as well as quality used tractors. All at Kirshner Implement, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Go Blue Jays!
Back here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Ravenna timeout, Madison Schmidt will take the inbounds pass to Fidelke. Trying to get another bucket here before the end of the quarter. Long pass down to Kuchera. She'll pull up on a baseline from 9, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Kissinger with the rebound and a chance for another Minden bucket here. 12 seconds. Over to Madsen. Down to the low block. They'll kick it to the free throw line. Stepping back, Kissinger. Shot sets on the rim. No good. And then over the back is going to be Emily Malcolm of Fidelke. And for Emily, that'll be her third, fourth team foul. Each team with four fouls here in the half. 5.5 seconds. Let's see if Ravenna can get any kind of a shot. Sarah Rip, not knowing how much time is left, is going to dribble into the trap, and that'll be the end of the quarter. Your score, Minden 47 and Ravenna 19. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back,
see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Heading to the fourth quarter of play, Minden has again a comfortable lead here in their 13th game of the season. 47-19, Ravenna will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. But only 5 points in each of the last two quarters for the Jays. Minden's not tearing it up offensively as the inbounds pass comes to Kuchera. Right back to Rip the trailer. Over to Ochtenberg. Floats it over the double team. No good. Kissinger grabs her ninth rebound. She's got a game-high 20 points. Brings the ball up the floor. And again, only one three-pointer tonight for Kissinger, which is very different. She'll try to take it on the back cut, but Sarah Rip steps in front. Knocked the ball away. She's on the ground, and then a foul trying to get it back on Woodward. The 10th turnover for Minden. That's the fourth foul on Woodward. Turnovers last quarter, one for Minden, 4-4 Ravenna. And Sarah Rupp brings it into the front court. Hits the trailer, Ochtenberg. Man-to-man defense now by Minden. In the left-hand corner, Fidelki, and up top, Rip. Thought about the three, instead drives to the right elbow and hits the 12-footer. First bucket of the ball game for Sarah Rip. 47-21, Minden. They'll be 13-0. Ravenna will be 7-6 at the end of the night. As Rouse takes it on the left side of the key, drops it down to the baseline. Stewart cut off there by Kuchera. Used her dribble up. Throws it back out top to Woodward. Has some space. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Off the glass with a one-hand runner and in. First bucket of the night for Addy on a nice attack. 49-21 in Minden with that man-to-man going to drop it back into half court. Rip brings it across. Stopped by Kissinger. Trying to get it to Kuchera but couldn't. Instead hands it off to Ochtenberg. Back to Rip. Sarah for three. It's off the heel. No good. Rebound grab by Emily Malcolm, her fifth. And trotting the ball up the floor will be Kissinger. 6.5 to go in the game, 49-21 Minden. Here on Classic Hits, Kissinger drives, kicks it back out top. 18-footer on the way. No good by Woodward. Offensive putback. Stewart will spin it off the window and in. Rebecca Stewart now, 13 points, 9 rebounds in the contest. And the lead out to 30. For the Whippets. Inside, Kuchera finds some room. Then backside, Malcolm comes in and blocks the shot. Falls into the hands of Woodward. Long outlet pass into the front court, intended for Malcolm. Stewart got in the way, and it deflected away. Turnover here for Minden. Baseball pass the other way, and they overthrow Ochtenberg. And so right back to Minden it goes. Checking in for Minden will be Lily Steen for the first time. Schmidt back in for Ravenna. And also in for Minden will be Josie Manson. Staying in there will be Kissinger, Rouse, and Stewart. And they have the basketball. Behind the back dribble for Kissinger. Kind of just to keep interested. Sticking on her is Meagrel. Both Megan. Of course, Hannah kind of twisted up her ankle earlier, so she's been down since the early portion of the third quarter. A little bumping out front. Fidelki might have got away with one there, but Matson didn't lose the ball. Gives it to Rouse down the middle of the lane, through two defenders, and lays it up and in. Rouse with her second bucket of the ball game, 53-21. Minden moving the ball well. Ochtenberg all the way to the left baseline, then just stops. Tries to kick it out to Schmidt, can't control it. Stays in bounds, and Matson will go up ahead to Kissinger. Her layup is good. 22 for Taylor, and it's 55-21 Minden. Ravenna again breaks pressure here into the front court. Megan Meagrel, top of the circle, stops. Back to Ochtenberg. It kind of got away from the first open look, shoots the ball. 5 second count on. Kissinger applying the pressure. They finally get rid of it to Meagrel, to Fidelki, trying to get it inside to Kuchera, and she's going to be hooked. The foul will be on Rebecca Stewart, her fourth, sixth team foul. And it'll be Janessa Madsen back in. Taylor Kissinger is going to check out for Minden. Inbounds pass Kuchera, left corner. Lobs it out top to Megan Meagrel. Back on a wing, Fidelke finds a little room to drive, penetrates into the paint, kicks it out to Schmidt, ball fake three. She'll drive, six-foot leader, good. Nice move by the junior, Madison Schmidt. She now has 5 points. 55-23. Minden in control. 4.5 to go in the game. Stewart stands in the left-hand corner with the ball above her head. Skip pass all the way to the right side of Janessa Madsen. Left-hand dribble, switches it to the right-hand. Scoop shot, bounces around, no good. Got her own rebound, no good. And then Steen's going to come out of there with the rebound out to Stewart. Ball fakes the three, tries to dribble drive. The ball's loose. We're going to get a jump, and it will stay with Minden. And to take it out of the baseline will be Josie Madsen. They box the lane, set a couple of screens, finally go all the way out top to Rouse. Rouse bounce pass in the paint to Stewart. Double team. Flips it over her head. It almost went in. And Steen gets the offensive rebound. Puts it up and in. They had doubled Stewart. That left Steen open. And she got in there and got the offensive putback. Her first bucket, 57-23, Minden. 3:45 to go in the game. Rip ball fake three left corner. Out to Meagrel. Megan drives in the paint. Runner from eight. Up and in. Megan with her first bucket. Ravenna has had 7 different players score, but nobody has more than 6, and that was Fidelke all in the first half. 57-25. Steen ball up top. Minden looking to add to their lead. Over to Madsen. Janessa holds the ball into the post to Rouse. Back out to Josie. Top of the circle, Stewart. Weak side, Steen. On the cutter, Madsen. She lost her balance, so she just threw it up. She came down awkwardly and knew she had to throw it up. Shot's no good. Schmidt gets the ball. Brings it up the floor, 2-on-5. Has to find a trailer, so Fidelke for 3. It is no good. And out of bounds off of Minden. Now we'll start to see more players. Brooke Cremosta in for Ravenna. Back in for Minden. A pair of starters in Malcolm and Madsen. But we see more warm-ups starting to come off. Inbounds pass is picked off there. That's Maddie Hoskins, excuse me, not Madsen. Maddie Hoskins came in and stole the inbounds pass. And the sophomore will bring it across the timeline with 3 minutes to go. Crossover by Madsen. That is going to be Janessa. Off to Josie, who is also in there. Keep the ball between the circles. Dribble drive and kick it off to Malcolm in the paint. 7-footer rolls off the rim, no good. Steen, the putback, no good. A third try for Hoskins. It's no good. And finally, it will be Kuchera to grab the loose ball here for Ravenna. Up ahead to Meagrel, unguarded, takes the 11-footer. No good. Rebound on the floor to Fidelke. And a timeout will be called here by Ravenna so that they can save the possession. They'll have a couple remaining here, it looks like. 2:23 to go in the basketball game. And it is 57-25 Minden. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Back to action here out of the timeout. Ravenna basketball. Ochtenberg drives right side of the key to Meagrel. Meagrel attacks the right elbow and got fouled on the elbow. 2 free throws coming up. Foul on Janessa Madsen will be her first. And Meagrel ready to fire the first free throw. Megan nails it. She's 2 of 3 at the line, has 4 points. Schmidt back in for Ochtenberg. Second free throw on the way. A little strong, but the rebound grabbed by Fidelke, and another chance here for Ravenna. Backside cut, another short jumper. That time won't go for Meagrel. The ball's deflected out, and Marissa Weaver, who has checked in, grabs the ball. Also in there is Ashton Bolt. Hoskins, Steen on the floor as well with Janessa Madsen. 2 minutes to go. Minden ball and a 57-26 lead here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Weaver holds the ball up top, gives it off to Bolt. Just looking for somebody to get a shot. Bolt starts to drive, gives it to the free throw line. Steen's jumper up and in. Lily Steen with her second bucket here of the quarter. 59-26, Minden, a minute and a half to go. Brooke Cremosta handles the ball at the top of the circle, dribbles to the left, goes back to the right with a bounce pass to Schmidt. Schmidt, left-hand dribble into the paint, lost her balance, throws it up and almost went in. That would have been a heck of a deuce right there. She's going to get two free throws. First trip to the line for Schmidt. She's got 5 points and a board. The foul was on Weaver. And the junior Madison Schmidt will put the free throw up and right through there. Don't forget when we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. We'll give you all the final stats and get you ready for our boys' game, which will tip off a little bit before 8, it looks like. Minden has brought in Robin Carlson. A couple other players, it looks like Elise Anderson. Free throw rattles in and out, no good. Ball hits the floor, grabbed there by Maddie Hoskins. Hoskins will give it off. Across the timeline is Anderson. Hands it to Bolt. Off the pick to Hoskins, left wing. Out of the wing, they'll go again to Robin Carlson, right side of the key, to Susie Hoffman, who also checked in. Now on the right elbow, here's Anderson with a 13-footer, shot it away, no good. Hoskins is going to grab another rebound here. Into the corner, they'll go to Carlson, tries to throw down the baseline, and it's punched out of bounds. Here's Weaver back in for Minden, and Megan Larson for Ravenna. 55 seconds remain in the game. 59-27 Minden. As Weaver looks to throw it in for the Whippets, dumps it into the right-hand corner to Anderson, the sophomore. Bounce pass out top to Bolt. Bolt guarded by Cremosta, and Cremosta tried to poke it away from behind and fouled her. First foul on Brooke, 15 fouls, so no free throws yet. Checking back in, Hoskins for Minden. And Sarah Ripp for Ravenna. Again, Minden to take it out underneath their own hoop. Fire into the left-hand corner. Anderson's open. 15-footer, no good. And Rip will grab the rebound here. Her second for Ravenna. 40 seconds remaining. 59-27 Minden. Took them a while to get going tonight, but they were able to open up an 18-point halftime lead and never look back. Driving in, shot no good. Schmidt, offensive rebound, no good. Larson, the second one, is up and in by Rebecca Nosicka. Her first bucket of the ball game. And at the other end, what a nice, powerful drive by Weaver. Weaver takes it all the way in and scores. And the crowd approves for the junior Weaver. 10 seconds to go. Schmidt drives. Chance for one more shot. Rip trying to get a three away. Can't to Schmidt. She'll fire the three. It's good. And that is the end of the basketball game. Madison Schmidt ends up with 9 points. And she'll be the leading scorer tonight for Ravenna after canning that three. The final score. The Minden Lady Whippets, 61. And the Ravenna Lady Blue Jays, 32. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Stay with us.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll take a look at the final numbers here for the Ravenna Lady Jays. They had a total of 8 different players score. None of them made it into double figures. It was just pretty balanced as it's been all year long. Brooklyn Fidelke, 6 points. Those were all in the first half. She did lead the team in rebounding with 5. Rebecca Nosica had 2 points and 3 rebounds. Sarah Ripp, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Megan Meagrel, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Hannah Meagrel, 2 points, but didn't play most of the second half because of what looked like a twisted or sprained ankle. She tried to give it a go and went out early in the third quarter. Sydney Kuchera, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Emma Ochtenberg, 4 points, 4 rebounds. And Madison Schmidt led the club tonight with 9 points and 1 rebound. 8 rebounds in the first half, 15 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 of the first half, 4 of 8 of the second half. 3-point shooting for the Jays, 1 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, 13 in the second half. Ravenna had 14 points at halftime, 18 points in the second half. And the Lady Jays tonight finish with 32 points, 23 rebounds, 7 out of 15 at the free throw line, 3 of 14 from 3-point land, and 13 turnovers. Ravenna's now 7-6 and will host Shelton on Friday and then be back home again next Tuesday against Sutton, Arcadia Loop City, on the 23rd, so a 3-game homestand is coming. We'll look at the final numbers for Minden right after this on the New West Postgame Show.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Here's a look at the final numbers now for the Minden Lady Whippets. 10 different players scored. Addie Woodward with 3 points. Maddie Hoskins, 3 rebounds. Josie Madsen, 7 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Allie Rouse, 5 points and 2 rebounds. Janessa Madsen, 1 point, 1 rebound. Taylor Kissinger, just short of her average tonight, 22 points, but that included only 1 3-point bucket tonight. She tied for the team high in rebounds with 9 and had 2 block shots. Lily Steen, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Emily Malcolm, 4 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Marissa Weaver, 2 points, 1 rebound. And Rebecca Stewart, 13 points and 9 rebounds. 17 rebounds in the first half, 18 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 2 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Minden, 2 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half, 3 in the second half. Minden had 32 points at halftime. They scored 29 in the second half, and the Whippets finish with 61 points, 35 rebounds, 6 out of 11 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 block shots and 11 turnovers. Second-ranked Minden improves to 13-0 on the season with a 61-32 win over Ravenna. Up next, a stiff challenge from C2 third-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia. Here on Thursday night, we'll have it for you on 12:30 a.m. KHAS and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Then they hit the road to play McCook on Saturday. In fact, after their game on Thursday, they have just one regular season game left at home, and that's all the way on February the 7th. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
You've been listening to the New West Postgame Show. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. Make your appointment today. Don't forget, Giltner Kennesaw on the Breeze, 94.5, St. Cecilia, Grand Island Northwest on 1230 KHAS. And coming up here in about 18 minutes, the Minden-Ravenna boys game here on Classic Hits 98.9. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll take a short break and be back with boys basketball again. The girls' final, Minden 61, Ravenna 32.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.
People you know.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.